Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to hour number four of this Friday edition of the Cook and Joe Show. Starkey already in Arizona. I'll be headed down there tomorrow morning for the Steelers game Sunday afternoon. We're going to be joined momentarily by Rick Tockett. Got to push him back about 2 minutes, so we're expecting to get him momentarily. In the meantime, I want to tell you that Total Sports Enterprises is offering you a chance to join us for the Slapshot Viewing Party. Enjoy a unique meet-and-greet event at Rivers Casino on December 17th at 6:30 p.m. Tickets into the event include an appetizer buffet, a drink ticket, and a posed photo opportunity with the Hanson brothers. Autograph options are available through the ticketing page. For all the details on tickets, visit 937thefan.com. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Got a lot of stuff I want to talk to Rick Tockett about, one of my all-time favorite people. Great as a player here, great as an assistant coach here, now doing wondrous things in Phoenix with the Arizona Coyotes. His team, first place in the Pacific Division, 17-9-4. They won again last night, 3-1 in Philly. They're 10-3-3 on the road this season. Something's got to give. Penguins have done great against Western Conference teams this year, 10-3-1. So it should be a great night at the arena. Be a great night for Rick coming back, but certainly a great night for Phil Kessel coming back. Kessel has never been one that seemingly comfortable in the spotlight, but I have to believe he's going to feel the love tonight and the way the fans wrap their arms around him. You know, the Penguins do those video tributes are so good. And I imagine it's just going to be a long, thunderous ovation for Phil Kessel, who he probably wore out his welcome here. The time came for him to move on. But by the same token, I don't know that they would have won either one of the two cups they did without him. His amazing contributions, big-time goal scorer, huge on the power play. So he'll get a real nice ovation today and tonight. I'm really looking forward to seeing that. I'm sure Rick Tockett is as well. And then they got a hockey game to play, and that's it's business for those guys. And Rick has Arizona just rolling right now. As I said, 17-9-4, first in the Pacific Division. They're going to be trying to get it going again tonight. I'm assuming Antti Raanta will be in net. Darcy Kuemper played last night in Philly. I'm assuming it'll be Raanta tonight. We'll talk to Rick about that. Get his goaltending. Also interested in hearing him just talk a little bit about he had a chance to play with Mario and Coach Sid, two guys for me who are on the face of Mount Rushmore hockey, Sid and Lemieux. What a dream life in hockey he has had. And we'll talk to him about that a little bit, and I'm sure his heart, maybe not unhappy not to see Sid tonight on the ice, but I know what he thinks of Sid and how much he uses Sid as a teaching tool with his own young players about how you can learn from a guy like Sid Crosby. And I'm sure he uses him as a shining example. So we got a lot of ground to cover with Rick and obviously talking to him about Kessel coming back. You can follow us on Twitter at 937TheFan. It's driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, with locations in North Huntington and the North Hills. You also can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. All right, we expect to get Rick momentarily here and talk a little hockey with him. Hockey with him here. I'm just getting a note from him saying he's ready. So we're expecting to hook up with him momentarily. I'm looking forward to that game tonight. You don't get to see the Western teams too often, that's for sure. And to see Arizona come in, obviously to see Rick come in is going to be a lot of fun. And the Kessel thing, kind of just it's just going to be the highlight of a wonderful night at the arena for all kind of Penguin fans who always wrap their arms around those who have helped their team and city win championships. And certainly Rick Tocchet and Phil Kessel did that. They tell me I got Rick on the line now. I've known this guy for 30 years. I covered him as a player winning a cup here. I covered him as an assistant coach winning a couple cups here. Now he's doing marvelous things with the Arizona Coyotes. Rick, good afternoon. How are you today?
Cookie, my friend, how are you? I miss you.
I'll tell you what, I miss dealing with you, too. We've had a lot of fun over the years. You know what the coincidence about that is? You know why we had a lot of fun? Because your team's won games here. You know that.
Yeah, that's. It's always nice to win. You know, it's always nice to win. But, yeah, I miss being back here and missing seeing you guys. It's a special place to play and live. So it's nice to come back for a visit.
Well, I want to talk to you about Kessel coming back, but first you brought it up. What is it? Is it still a kick for you to come back here and walk into that arena where you saw the cup twice here in those last few years?
Yeah, I mean it's a great place to play, live, and I always tell players that they don't understand Pittsburgh. It's an underrated city. I was just at the arena and saw my old friends, saw Sully, Rex, and Sid came outside and Letang. So, the one thing when you win cups, it brings back memories and the stories. You spend a half an hour just laughing and telling stories. So that's the one thing you always have with you is the memories.
What's it going to be like for Kessel coming back tonight? I know the crowd is going to be unbelievable.
You know what? Phil downplays a lot of things, but I know for a fact that he's going to be touched by it. This city is a big part of him. He came here, won a couple of cups. The fans love him here. He made his life here for 5-6 years. So, I could see Phil getting a little emotional. I know he tries to play a tough base role, but I could see him get emotional.
Rick, how's he doing for you guys? The numbers aren't overwhelming. I know he got 2 goals last night, but 6 goals, 11 assists, and 17 points in 30 games. How has he been for you?
Yeah, he had a really good training camp, and he was playing really well at the start. He got banged up. He had a groin injury. He dealt with for about 10 games. It did hamper him, Cookie. I know he had that streak, and I talked to him about. I actually wanted him to kind of sit him down, but he felt being the new guy, he wanted to play through it. He wanted the young guys to show that he's in it here. So I give him credit for that. I think it hampered his play a little bit. He's been getting his chances the last 10 games. He's had a lot of chances. Finally, he broke loose last night, and we're just looking for him to just play consistently, and the goals will come. Luckily, we're playing well this year, so there's not a lot of pressure. When you start losing, that's when the pressure hits. But we've been winning some games, so it's nice to take the pressure off them.
You mentioned that streak, 804 games in a row. That's got to be a tricky situation for you. On one hand, maybe sitting him down for 2 weeks is going to benefit your team, but yet he doesn't want to do that. How do you handle that? Walk that tightrope, Rick.
I'll be honest with you, it's a tough one. It's a tough one because as a coach, I want him to be as close to 100% as possible. And as a player, he's a veteran guy. He knows his body, so I try to give him that. I still think there's going to be a time where he's going to have to shut it down, and I don't know when. You got to be careful that the streak doesn't override your personal goals or the team's. And I don't think Phil's doing that. I just think that. If he's really hurt, he'll sit out. But there's going to be a time, and I just want to make sure that when it's the proper time, that it's good for Phil and the team.
We're talking to Arizona Coyotes coach Rick Tocchet, one of the great Penguins, one of the most popular Penguins of all time. And Rick, you said you had a chance to see Sid. I know it probably breaks your heart that he's out for this long of a period of time. Maybe not tonight. You won't complain too much, but it's got to hurt you to see. It's the game isn't as good when Sidney Crosby isn't playing.
Well, Sidney Crosby is the Pittsburgh Penguins, right? So when you play the Penguins, you think of, okay, you got Crosby and the Penguins you're playing. So, we're catching a break that he's being out. But I will tell you this, and I was telling Sid, and I was telling Sully and Letang today, their team's playing really well. You know, it reminds me like 4 years ago when all the Wilkes-Barre guys got called up and they played well. It's the same thing here. You know, Sully and the staff's done a great job implementing those guys coming in. They've got some new faces that are playing well for them. They're playing a really good team game. You know, and they're hanging in there. I mean, they obviously played really well against a Stanley Cup champs by the last game. I'm impressed the way they've been holding their head above water with all these injuries. I mean, they've been getting a ton of injuries. It's hard to play through injuries. I'll tell you what, we went through it last year, but they'll be stronger for it in you know, another month or so when Sid gets back.
Rick, you work with Mike Sullivan, and I know he leaned on you, and you learned a lot from him. Why is he so good at what he does, and how he's been able to keep this team afloat despite losing? You know, Sid, obviously, but Letang's been out, Malkin's been out, now Hornquist is out, Schultz has been out. You can go right down the list. Why is he so good at what he does?
You know, so one thing I learned from Sully that really helped me is, like, he's, you know, if you look at his tenure in Pittsburgh, he's had to make some big decisions. You know, the Fleury Murray thing. You know, do you take this guy off this line? Do you take, you know, do you switch this? You know, do you implement the Wilkes-Barre guys? You know, the systems, tough decisions, and I never saw him waver. You know, he's not scared to get criticized. He makes the, you know, whatever move he makes. I love that. You know, he's not scared of things. He's unwavering. He believes in what he's doing. He has autonomy to his staff, and he's got a great relationship with Jim Rutherford. So I think when you have that, you have a great coach, and that's why the team can withstand these injuries.
Getting back to Sid for a moment, and I've talked to you about this, you know, off the air when we've had a chance to speak, that you've been able to use Sid as a little bit of a teaching tool with some of your young players. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, Sid, and he doesn't even know what he's doing. He challenges you. You know, he asks you questions, or he'll, you know, there'll be something that he saw the night before, and he'll ask you about it. What do you think? And, you know, he keeps you on your toes. You know, on the bench, in game. I remember in game he'd ask me, hey, on that face-off play, should we have the center release on this play? And, you know, you got to make sure you have some answers for him. You know, and he just challenged you. You know, you can't be lazy as your coach around Sid because he's thinking hockey a lot. Even in practice, before the practice, you know, make it coming up with drills that will help not only him but the other team guys. So for me, he just made me a better coach because he challenges you.
And how about, don't you use him as an example with some of your young players about what they can learn by watching how he approaches his business?
100%. I've used it a million times, Cookie, since I've been here. Before practice, 20 minutes before practice, Sid's doing his own drills, working on his shot, working on his backhand passing. This is before the drill starts. The way he holds the puck in the corners, you know, the way he, plays low as a centerman. I'll talk to the centerman and I'll tell him, you know, Sid Crosby on these situations, you know, he'll be in these situations. This is what he's thinking. So, yeah, I use him a lot.
You, it's just, you had a chance in your career. You played with Mario. You coached Sid. For me, those two guys are on the Mount Rushmore of hockey with Wayne Gretzky and Bobby Orr. Some people might argue Gordie Howe, but I'll take Sid and Mario. Do you ever pinch yourself about what hockey has been for you?
Yeah, I'm pretty blessed, pretty lucky, Cookie. I mean, to play and coach with the Wayne Gretzky, Mario Lemieux, and a Sidney Crosby is, and to have a relationship with those guys, I'm very lucky. You know, can pick up my phone and speed dial those guys anytime and ask a question or whatever. I'm pretty fortunate because it just makes you a better person, a better coach, because each guy has a different personality. You know, each guy's a little different in their own way, but at the end of the day, the one thing they equal the same as they're great people. That's the one. Obviously they're superstars, but they're great people.
Yeah, I forgot to, you know, you're with three of the faces on Mount Rushmore. Maybe you got to get together with Bobby Orr one of these days. You know that?
Yeah, I love Bobby Orr too. I'll tell you about Bobby real quick. Is my first coaching gig in Tampa. He came down and wanted to talk to me before the game and say, just wish me luck. I didn't even know who Bobby was. I knew Bobby was. I didn't know he knew who I was. Spent a half an hour before the game, so that meant a lot to me.
You, how's it going in year two for you? And what's the future of your franchise? Is there anything new with the arena there? Is there optimism, obviously, about the way you guys are playing? But just overall, what it's been like for you in a year and a half down there in Arizona?
What? Yeah, the big thing is the new ownership, Alex Morello, very wealthy guy, wanted to buy a sports team, loves hockey. You know, he wants to be part of something to build. He knows the franchise troubles it's been over the last 20, 30 years. You know, I've talked to him. He says he's getting close to an arena, talking to the right people. It'll be huge for Arizona if we can get our new arena, new practice facility. You know, we need the state-of-the-art stuff. They've got UPMC practice facility that Penguins have. I would love to have one of those in Arizona. I think it really helped minor hockey in Arizona. You know, obviously Austin Matthews, you know, coming up in that system in Arizona has helped in the grassroots of hockey there. But we need another push, and I think hopefully the Coyotes winning, the Coyotes maybe get a new arena, a new practice facility would do wonders for the minor hockey there.
All right, I've always called you, but I got to ask you to tell the story one more time, and I still marvel at it every time you tell. In 92, you came over here to the Penguins, and you broke your jaw. I believe it was a Lemieux shot. Is that correct, is my memory?
Yeah, Mario went to dump it, and he took a slap shot. And, you know, it's one of the it's only one of the shots that didn't hit the net. It was like, it unfortunately, hit my jaw.
So you break your jaw, you go in, I don't know, you come back out with a helmet on, you score the winning goal. I believe you sat out the next game, if I'm not mistaken. And then you played down the stretch and had not one but two fights with a broken jaw. And I've always said you're the toughest guy, and Jay Caulfield maybe would agree with me that you fought with a broken jaw twice. Just tell me what Scotty Bowman said to you.
Yeah, Scotty wasn't too happy with me. Scotty didn't talk to me. He was pretty upset. We were playing Buffalo. Brad May, a very tough customer. You know, I respect him, but he was running around hitting some of our star players. Jay actually wasn't in the lineup. And I just basically told I forget it might have been Joe Mullen. I said, Joey, I need you to come off on this shift when he gets out there. And Joey came off when I fought him. And Scotty Scotty didn't talk to me for a few days. He wasn't too happy about it. But if I had that chance, I'd do it again because, you know, at that time I felt that, you know, we had to, you know, in that Buffalo was, you know, intimidating building. They were getting the best of some of our better players.
Well, you always believed in a guy. You always believed in standing up for your teammates, didn't you?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think nowadays, obviously, there's not much fighting anymore, but there's different ways to stand up for your teammates, and in a different way. Obviously, fighting is not as prevalent now, but there is still other ways to stand up for your teammates. But I'm a big believer in that. I think the ultimate thing is when you win the cup. Like I always tell you, you know, I used to talk, we just have a couple of beers. I said, you know, you always remember, you know, obviously the Mario Lemieux and the Yagers. I mean, those guys are incredible. But, you know, you remember the guys, the 20th, 21st guy on your roster who you know, did the little things for you to win the cup. And you need 1 through 21 and probably even more, 1 through 30 nowadays to win a Stanley Cup.
Who's in net tonight? Is Ranta going to get the call for you?
Yeah, Rance will be in the net tonight, and no lineups changes. We did you guys a favor beating Philly the other night. So
yeah, did you get to see Mike Terry in a little bit? How did that go?
Yeah. Well, I didn't really see him. I saw Terry and Vigneault, and yeah, they have a good staff. You got two former Penguin coaches there, but they have a good staff. They actually played a good game. Kemper played really well for us last night.
Rick, it ought to be an amazing night tonight for Kessel and for you. I'm going to miss it. Guess where I'm going? I'm going to Phoenix. I got to go to Arizona this weekend for the Steelers game down there.
That's right. Well, if you need anything there, let me know. Where are you staying out in Glendale?
Yeah, actually, I think we're in Camelback, I think. How far is that away?
Beautiful. You'll have a blast.
I wish you were playing tomorrow night. I'd come see you down there, but you're not playing three nights in a row.
No. Hey, our schedule's been tough enough, I'll tell you that.
Hey, Rick, I can't tell you how much I appreciate it. Good luck tonight. Enjoy every minute of that scene. It should be just marvelous.
Cookie, thank you very much. Appreciate it, buddy.
All right. Take care. Rick talking. Man, he's fun.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.